it's amazing how sometimes we go the long way home. You know, told you before, I remember it was the beginning of May 1968, and they told me, they said, we have an offer to make you. They said, we can either fly you off the ship and send you home tomorrow, or we've been here a year and we're going to leave Vietnam in about a week and you can ride the ship home. And that takes about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I remember the chief saying, you know, Ollie, a couple weeks never killed anybody. But I also remembered where I was, and I had seen a lot of people. You know, just prayed with Doc Holliday about his grandson leaving combat zone and coming home. He should be home by now. But the reason really prayed is because the most dangerous time are your first 30 days and your last 30 days, because your mind's already home. So I had a big decision to make. And he said, you don't have to let me know right now. He said, you can let me know any time before the plane leaves the deck tomorrow. I said, I can tell you right now, I'll be on the plane. You know? He said, don't you want to think about it? I've been thinking about it for a year. Yeah. I remember in high school, our theme song, our year of graduation, was we got to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do. Yeah. And I felt no different then. We're getting out of this place. He said, but you'll be home in 2 weeks. I said, you know what? I could be home in 2 days, because the flight was 23 and a half hours in the air. That was besides your layover time. And so still 2 days, I'll be back in the good old USA, you know. And I thought about, you know, I could have waited. And indeed, the ship came back, because I remember Ken and I went on board when it came back to California. We even went on board and saw some of the old, you know, shipmates. However, God says, and I don't know if Joseph didn't learn this lesson. Like Carol said in class, I say a lot of times we're slow learners. Why do you want to take the long way when you can take the short way? You know? And God tells us exactly how do you get to the kingdom quicker. You don't have to die to get there, people. You know? The kingdom can begin right now. Because Scripture says, we are already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That doesn't mean you will be. That doesn't mean you could be. That means you are. And in Greek, that means are. That means now. You know? And so Jesus says, I want you to know something. I'm giving you a model, people, if you were watching the news, here's something you need to know. The quickest way between two points is what? A straight line. And you say, that's not in the Bible. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. In Isaiah chapter 40, that's where we'll begin. He says, Chapter 40, verse 3. We'll begin with verse 3. He says, "A voice of one crying out, prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness." So what you first know is you're not there yet. People were still in the wilderness. You're not there yet. We are not where we're going to be. One thing that I told you before, one thing I remembered is when we took off from the carrier, and we, Stan's been shot off of a carrier. That's an experience in itself, isn't it, Stan? People started to cheer, and somebody told them to shut up. Shut up. We're not home yet. We're not home yet. And we weren't, because they couldn't get the landing gear up, so we had to circle around and land. Because there was something wrong with the hydraulics. They fixed it, shot us off again, and we got over to the Philippines, and they couldn't get the landing gear down, and they foamed the runway, and we landed. But you know what? I'd rather land on a foamed runway than stay in a combat zone. A foamed runway is better than a combat zone. And it says that's where we are. So he says, here's what you have to do. You have to make straight the highway for our God in the desert. Every valley will be lifted up, and every mountain will be brought down, will be leveled. The uneven ground will become smooth, and the rough places a plain. Every other week we go to Lynchburg. And there are shorter ways to go. We don't take the shortest way. We go down to Orange, over to Gordonsville, and there's two roads we could take. One is really a nice ride. Really, you go through horse country, but it's up and down and up and down and around and around and around. And we could get to Lynchburg. And it's shorter, but takes longer. So we go through Gordonsville, and guess what Gordonsville is? A straight path. It's a straight road to 64. And then we get on 64 and take a straight road. He's saying, look, I want to tell you, if you're going to follow me, go where it's straight. I know, look, it's more scenic. I mean, I don't know if you realize this, or even if you know who Sissy Spacek is, the movie actress. The other way, we go right past her place. And I could tell you, every other week, I wave to Sissy Spacek. Or I could go to straight path, because you see, I have an appointment. I have to be there, and I want to get there as quickly as I can. And the easiest way, God says, look, it's not going to be the most enjoyable path. And trust me, my flight home, I could have ridden the ship home, and I could have slept. Yeah, I could have had meals. And I don't know what they tell you about military food, but let me tell you something. The food on an aircraft carrier is good. Every morning you got up and you had eggs to order. How do you want your eggs? And every morning I'd say, six scrambled. He said, how come you always get six scrambled? I said, because no matter how I tell you I want them, they're going to come back scrambled. If I say over easy, I get them scrambled. Poached, they come back scrambled. So I might as well just make it easy on both of us. Six scrambled. And so he says, look, make your plan. And if you want to get here quicker, get those high places gone. Raise those low places up. Stan was saying in class earlier, he was in a low place. Depression. fill it in. You know, I had to get out of depression. Fill it in. What do I fill it in with? Well, here's a suggestion. How about Jesus? Yeah. I don't know if you ever took physics or not, but physics says two things can't be in the same place at the same time. You cannot be singing, "He is my sunshine," and feel down. It can't happen. Cannot happen, it cannot happen, it cannot happen. Because two things can't be in the same place at the same time. He says, make it straight. Yeah. When we came back, see, they said we'd get here quick, you know, back to the States. And we went from the ship in Vietnam to the Philippines. From the Philippines to Okinawa. From Okinawa to Guam. From Guam to Alaska. From Alaska to Seattle. From Seattle to San Francisco. And from San Francisco to San Diego. Yeah. It was still quicker than 2 weeks. Yeah. Still quicker than 2 weeks. Like I say, it took a long time. I remember landing in Alaska, and we looked out the window, and everybody's in short sleeve shirts. Well, it was 110 the day I left. And I'm landing in Alaska. I'm saying, good, they're all in short sleeves. It was 40 degrees. And we're in tropical whites. Yeah. So everything that looks is not what it appears. Yeah. And that was before the days when they had the Concorde, you know, the things that came out to meet the plane. In those days, you had to get off the plane. I don't know if you've ever watched the president and have to walk down the steps. Yeah, we all had to get off in tropical whites. And they're looking at us. We're all going through our, yeah, because they switch planes there. We're all going through our sea bags looking for our pea coats. Yeah. So we had tropical whites and pea coats. It was amazing. But Jesus says, look, it's still quicker. It's still quicker. You know where your guys are? Yeah, it's warm where they are. It's not warm. It's hot. You know. And I don't care what they tell you. I remember being in Arizona, and there was a T-shirt that said, it's a dry heat. And then underneath it said, and so is a blowtorch. Yeah. It's hot. It's hot. Jesus says, he tries to get across, look, prepare. That means get ready for the journey. They should have told us, you know, when you get off the plane, it's going to be 40 degrees. We couldn't prepare. We weren't prepared. We could have if they had told us. The good news with Scripture is he tells us. He tells us. He says, if anyone wants to follow me, they need to take up their cross. You know what that tells me? Here's one thing you need to know when you see a cross. You always know this. Whenever they saw a cross, somebody was going to die. That's all. They may not know who, but they saw a cross being made. It's kind of like in the Old West. When they build a gallows, chances are the carnival wasn't coming to town. Yeah. And somebody has to die. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, somebody has to die. I already have. How about you? It's your turn. You can either stay alive or die. So he says, if you're down, fill it with praise. You know, fill it with praise. And you will get out of that funk. It says, the uneven ground will become smooth and the rough places as a plain. People, it doesn't make it easy. Like, I don't know if you were listening to Aaron's testimony. He didn't say he had an easy week, but here's what I caught. my joy is coming back. Well, I thought you said, you're going through stuff. Yeah, but my joy is coming back. You know why? I'm telling you, the best thing to pave all the potholes in your life with is Jesus. And when you do that, even then, it becomes better. It says, verse 5, and the glory of the Lord will appear, and all humanity together will see it. Here's what happens. If you prepare, and see, something else. Tell people, told you, I'll tell you again. You never prepare for combat when you're in combat. You prepare before you get there. That's what this says, prepare. If you fill the low places with Jesus and chop down, I think that's in that song, Sunshine, chop away, get the high places chopped away. Here's something I learned. We used to go up on the flight deck sometimes and watch the war. I mean, what do you do for entertainment? You know, I was telling Dave the other day, we operate it with the New Jersey, and their 16-inch guns can hit a Volkswagen at 25 miles. You know? And, you know, you can hear them. They whistle the whole time they're going. Yeah. And we used to imagine these poor people on the ground, and all they're hearing is, they have no clue where it's going. Yeah. Oh, they're praying. They're Buddhist, but I'm sure they're saying, oh, Jesus, don't let it be me. Yeah. Don't let it be here. Yeah. See, the reason we could say it is, maybe you never knew this. There's no mountains at sea. All the high places are brought down, and there are no low places. Especially when you're on a city laying on its side. 5,400 men, that's a big ship. Big ship. And it doesn't move. It moves, but not a whole lot. So you can see, and that's what this is saying. This is saying when things are level, you can see. And at sea level, you can see 12 miles. Yeah, because contrary to some people, the earth is curved. So you can only see. Now, some people don't believe that. There even used to be a country song that used to say the world must be flat because when people leave this town, they never come back. Yeah. Now, the thing is, it says, if you bring down all, how do I bring down the problems? Give them away. Give them away. Well, who am I going to give them to? Cast all your cares upon me. You mean the ones that I can't handle myself? All. All. I don't care if you can handle it. I want to take care of it for you. Did you ever say to somebody, you didn't have to do that? And they go, I know I didn't have to. I just wanted to. I was talking to someone yesterday, and they said, I was telling somebody the other day that probably 25 years ago, I had nothing, absolutely nothing. And I would come in my house, and there would be boxes of food. And I knew where they came from. And it made me mad because I should be able to provide for myself, and people think I'm a charity case. They said, so I called you and said, I can get by. I said, wait a second. He said, I never forgot what you told me. You told me, you know what? We're not your provider, God is. You go around and do things for people. Why do you want to rob me of the blessing of doing something for somebody else? You want to rob, you want to take my blessing. And that's what we do when we say, you don't have to do that. You know what? He didn't have to do that. Maybe you've heard the president over the past few weeks. He's gone, I had a pretty good life. He had a pretty good life. He had a great life. There was not, John 1:1 says, nothing was made that is made that wasn't made by him. That's a pretty good life. Yeah, that's a great life. I didn't have to come down here, but I did because I love you. I wanted to. It's my choice. It's my choice. And if you can see that, if you only do something because you have to, you ain't done nothing. How's that for proper English, Rock? You ain't done nothing. Yeah. Keep it. Keep it to yourself. As we said before, some people give till it hurts. Others hurt the whole time they give. Well, then keep it. Keep it. The gold and the silver are his. He doesn't need yours. Ask Stan how he's lived the last 11, almost 12 years now. Ask Aaron how he's paying for somebody's meals while they're cutting his salary. Because he isn't getting the hours. Before it was every week. Remember, maybe you all don't remember his testimony. Whew, got enough hours this week. We haven't heard that for a while. You know what? Because the hours aren't who provides for him. Jesus is the one who provides for him. If you can explain how it happened, then it's probably not God. Just like, you know, Libby's going to be feeling great. When you come tomorrow morning, she's going to be doing jumping jacks. Amen. Yeah. How you feel better? Well, I don't know. Ask Eli where the cancer went. I don't know. Here should be the second part. And I don't care. As long as it's not here, I don't care. I don't care if it went in the pigs, groundhogs. I don't care where you put them. You know? Just get it away from me. Jesus says if you can see that, if you look, but you're not going to look while you let all this stuff pile up. What piles up? Oh, mortgages and car payments. And when your car is paid for, I don't know if you realize this, but the first time your car breaks down is when you make your last payment. And I used to tell people, I say, here's my goal. People say, you have to leave an inheritance for your children. I told my children their whole life, if I can do it for you now, fine. But my goal is that my last breath and my last dime leave me at the same time. You know, as soon as that check clears, I'm out of here. Yeah. The inheritance I want to leave them is, it wasn't my check balance that kept me going. It was Jesus that kept me going. He's my all in all. When I need something, he can provide it. And it doesn't matter what it is, he can provide it. Because you see, what happens is, we don't realize that if we make it straight, the straightest path, and sometimes, like I say, I get to Lynchburg quicker by going a longer way. Well, that doesn't make sense. And we have a friend down there who says, you know, there's a shorter way to come. And I don't argue with him. I know there's a shorter way to come. But there's not a quicker way to come. Yeah. Because this is flat. Yeah. This is straighter. And if you go over to Hebrews chapter 12. We'll make it easy for you, Jay. We'll start with 12. 12:12. Therefore, strengthen your tired hands and weakened knees. You know why they're tired and weakened? Because you've been trying to do it yourself. I can fix that. Here, let me get that for you. I can fix that. I believe I can do that. I can believe I can do that. And see, there's something. So this is more for men than women, because maybe none of you have done this. But when our kids were small, we'd get toys. And there's a picture on the box. Why do I need instructions? Yeah. And about 3 hours, and even if you get it together, because sometimes you amaze yourself. You go, man, that looks good. But I wonder why they put all those extra parts in the box. Yeah. It may be together, but not the way it should be. You know? And that's why you get tired. You wear yourself out. Why? Because you won't read the instructions. If you read the instructions, it'll look just like it looks now. It's just that it'll work the way it's supposed to instead of having that weird sound when you turn it on. And he says, therefore, strengthen your tired hands and weakened knees. How? Make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated but healed instead. If you keep going the way you're going, yeah. Not too long ago, I was in physical therapy for, I guess it was an Achilles heel, and several months I was going through therapy. And I didn't tear my Achilles heel. It's just I had gone to the foot doctor, and he said, oh, let me take an x-ray. And he said, let me tell you something. If you don't work on this now, it's going to get bad. And you don't want it torn. Well, I don't want it hurt. And what do you mean I don't want? There is a way, he said. And he sent me over to physical therapy. And you know, it's not going to be good when the first thing the physical therapist says, hello, you're going to hate me. And I told her, I said, well, I'm not sure I'm liking you a whole lot already. Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you start off with that. I mean, this thing's torn. And she has a strap. Pull on it. Pull. I said, I'm pulling on it. Not enough. Not enough. It's easy for you to say. This says, if, God says, if you do what I say, make a straight path to me. How's that? You don't turn to the right. You don't turn to the left. Just stay. Be who you are. Just be who you are. I don't know if you watched the town hall the other night, and it amazes me. No matter what's thrown at this guy, he doesn't change. Yeah, he's just who he is. And I say, the worst thing that happens, I mean, he loses the election and he has to go back to being a billionaire. I mean, it must be horrible living in Mar-a-Lago. That's the worst thing. But he just doesn't change. That's what this is saying. This is saying, look, I'm a child of the king. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change. I know how I got here. and I know how I'm getting home, and I'm not going to change. You're my answer. You're my answer to everything. When I'm down, you're my answer. And when I'm up, you're my answer. You're my answer. He says, because if not, what's hurting you now is going to become a torn Achilles instead of just a bruised Achilles. Yeah. And you'll become lame. You see, the whole thing is the idea of what this is. The word in Hebrew for straight also means prosperous, good, right. Make straight. Do the right thing, people. Just do the right thing. Don't do what's fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. I just want, yeah. You know what really bothers me? Participation trophies. Participation trophy. Well, at least they tried. Paul says we all run to win. We all run to win. Can you imagine November 4th? Picture this, of all people, Donald Trump saying, well, at least I participated, even if I lost. I think about it. That's not happening. He would have to stop being him. Yeah. I mean, yesterday he was in three different states giving rallies. Yeah, and he's older than I am. Could you imagine that poor woman sitting in front of Congress? And they wrote a book about this several years ago. I don't know if you ever read the book. It's called Arguing with Idiots. Yeah. And sometimes you have to. Yeah. And maybe you didn't see this on the news. The guy on Southwest Airlines that was thrown off. Because he didn't have his mask on while he was eating. So I have a choice to argue with an idiot. Yeah. Put your mask on. I'm eating. Jesse Waters said, I think what we ought to do is just make it like a feed bag with a horse. Put all your food in your mask. And then you can just. Hey, that would work for me because then Kay wouldn't know what I was eating. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Kay, it's veggies. It's veggies. Yeah. I'm eating my greens. Okay, they're M&Ms, but they're greens. Yeah. See, think about it. Yeah. It says, she's sitting there. And if she had an IQ of 100, it would be still be higher than anybody who's questioning her. Yeah. She's sitting there, and they're all, they have these books, pages and pages of notes. Yeah. And she, no matter what they ask her, she answers. The difference is they're asking whoever, you know that teacher that told you there's no such thing as a dumb question? That teacher is a liar. There are dumb questions. There are dumb questions. Like, I told you a couple weeks ago, they said, are you wearing a mask? If you have to ask that question, either I need a facial or. So I answered them. They ask a dumb question. I said, yes, a virtual mask. Yeah. I mean, they ask a and these people are asking dumb questions. And here's what gets me. They were surprised she didn't need notes to answer dumb questions. Who needs notes to answer dumb questions? Yeah. Have you ever sexually harassed someone? And they think somebody's going to say, well, yes, I have. Of course I have. Are you a racist? Well, yeah. That's why I'm not answering your question, because you're the wrong color. I don't answer questions. I mean, can you think? I mean, they're dumb. And so they ask, really, show us your notes. And she holds a blank paper. You know why? Because President Trump didn't put her there. God put her there. And if God puts you here, guess what? He says, if anyone lacks wisdom, come to the author of wisdom. I will give it. And he outs them. And here's what I heard. I don't know what you heard, but here's what I heard. One of the senators asked a question, and here was her answer. You may not have heard this. You're nothing but whited sepulchers full of dead men's bones. Outside you look good, but inside you're nothing but death. Now, she didn't say it that way. That's why she's there and not me. Because, see, I couldn't sit there. I would have to get my Trump on, you know. What she said is, I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to take the bait. That's the same thing Jesus did. Same thing, only he's the one who said, you're nothing but whited sepulchers. That's how I know. See, I know what God is doing. And see, here's the thing. Well, they need to wait. Here's what happens if they wait. Say, I don't know, there are enough people that love to kill babies, and Biden gets in. Guess who's still on the Supreme Court? Amy Coney Barrett. Not because of Trump, and not because of the Senate, and not because of the House, but because of God. Because I firmly believe Daniel when he says, I put in and I take out. And that's not just, and I, you know, I question this sometime. How did these people get in there? Does he not know what we know? Yeah. I mean, if you ask me, I'll tell you. They're idiots. I know. He says, have you been watching the hearings? Those tough, tough questions like, are you a racist? That's why I put him there. So they could see the difference between me and him. I lay before you life and death. Make straight, it says. Make straight the path of your feet. You know, we're on a journey. We're going to heaven. We're on our way to the kingdom, and we can be already there. That's why it was so dangerous in a combat zone the last 30 days, because most people, they're already home. Their thoughts are about the first thing I'm going to do. Yeah, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get home? I'm going to have a big, cold glass of tea, soda, with ice. I want 90% ice and 10% soda. What, are you out of your mind? No, I haven't been able to have ice for a year because they would mix crushed glass in with the ice. And so you couldn't have a cold drink because it would be glass. And I mean, I don't know, maybe you never chewed ice, but those of us that are normal, you know, we chew ice. And you get this, I mean, it looks like ice. And furry, I would have, and you're already thinking about what's going to happen. And Jesus says, you know what? You don't have to wait till you get home. Right now, I don't have to wait till I get to heaven. I can have that experience right now. That's why we do every week. Has anybody seen Jesus this week? Yeah. Because that tells me you realize that what you just had was a heavenly moment. You just got to, even if you don't know who it was, the other day at the storehouse, you know, some guy comes through, and he starts boo-hoo crying, and he hugs me. Thank you, man. Thank you. He could hardly, but you said out there, Casey, what did you say? I said, I don't know. I don't need to know. All I know is whatever was said, God used, and it touched this guy. A heavenly moment. And he's hugging me, and Casey's going, and I'm going, yeah, I don't know. See, I don't need to know, but I got to experience what God can do. It doesn't matter what I say. What matters is what that guy heard. And I can never figure it out. Why would he use us? Why would he have Stan bring that woman a gallon of milk? That's what he's thinking while he's walking up the steps to bring the milk. Why am I bringing this milk? Until she comes to the door and says, you won't believe this. And I know in the back of Stan's mind, he's going, you're right, I won't. I mean, yeah. It's Stan, for goodness sake. Yeah.
Let me think about this.
Yeah. Let me get my engineering pad out here. Yeah. But I needed milk for my recipe. Now, when did God get that milk ready for that woman? Think about this now. He had to have a cow milked, have it sent to a warehouse, then delivered, and the people are going, we had too much, we have to send it to the food bank. Now, this is all God's, how he does it now. It gets to the food bank, who never gives us anything and told us that they're going to bury all Christians. Christians are stupid. But then there's a change, and they call us and say, can you help us out and take some stuff? And then the milk gets here, and we just happen to have some left over that day. And then he has to have Stan have enough faith to take an extra box or two boxes and get it. See, we think Stan just brings the milk. But God had to start that while the cow was eating the grass. Before you milk the cow. I knew you were going to do that recipe. Think about it that way. That's what God's saying, people. I know the plans I have for you. And my plans are to have milk for your recipe when you need it. Because the recipe you have, I know you think you have some in the fridge, but I already sent Gabe to spoil that. Because I have somebody on the way to your house with fresh milk. If not, see, the straightest thing, don't change, people. Christians have this idea that compromise is good. You know, what gets me all the time is these politicians that get up and say, I work with both sides of the aisle. I don't work with both sides of the aisle. There's only one side, and that's his side. Do what's right. People are going to talk about you. Here's a newsflash. They're going to talk about you anyhow. Yeah. They're not going to like it. They don't like you anyhow. See, the problem with Christians, and that's us, is we think if we act a certain way, maybe they'll like us better. No. No. That's like me being in a combat zone and saying, you know, if I only wound them, maybe he'll become my friend. No, if I just wound him, he's going to shoot me if he gets the chance. I'm telling you, the devil doesn't want you strung out on drugs. The devil doesn't want you an alcoholic. The devil doesn't want you in an alternate lifestyle. The devil wants you dead without Jesus. That's what the devil wants. That's the only thing he wants. Jesus says, knowing that, having been on missions, I can imagine getting back on the chopper and saying, instead of going right back to the ship, could you take the scenic route? Let me tell you something. In combat, all the scenery is the same. Yeah. It's all the same. To quote a friend of mine, it's all crappy. Yeah. Yeah. No. Get me back. Get me home. I'm not going to wait 2 weeks and ride the ship back. I'm flying home. I don't care if there's trouble along the way. Give me the foam runway. I'm going home. I'm going home. And that's the way I feel about my Christianity. I'm on my way home. And nothing's going to get in my way. Yeah. Food bank calls. I'm not going to say, I'm not taking anything from you. You insulted me a month ago. I'm not taking that money. That comes from a mafia member. You know, mafia members don't have money. I don't know, maybe you never read this. The gold and the silver are mine. It's his. They just convinced you that it's theirs. It's his. I'm just getting some of my daddy's money back. Yeah. It's all his. Guess what else is his? Hello, have you looked in the mirror lately? You're his. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor my children begging bread. Make straight. Go straight back. Straight to God. Don't try to fix it yourself first. It shouldn't be the last thing you do. It should be the first thing you do. Have you prayed about it? Let me tell you what happens when you pray about it. As Tony Evans would say, it's over. It's done. It's over. You've done everything you can. Sick 'em, Jesus. I am so excited about the times we're living in because I get to watch somebody arguing with idiots and they think they're smart. Yeah, just like the scribes and Pharisees. You know, if we just crucify him, there wasn't one that said, you know, he said he's coming back in 3 days. Yeah, but we'll put a guard there. We're going to put a guard so God can't come out and play. Can you imagine that? And this is the smartest people they had. Yeah, that was the Senate Judiciary Committee of their day. If we get rid of him, yeah, but you know there's Lazarus. Well, we'll get rid of him too. Think about that. That's what you're getting to watch. Have you forgotten who's in charge? And if he can do that, greater things than I've done, you will do. Why do we have prayer for people? Because we can. And because we know. Dave, where's Sarah right now? Oh, that's right. She's at Teen Challenge. Yeah. How'd she get there? By bus? No. By the cross. Because on the way, people tried to give her drugs. And she said, no, I have Jesus. See, let me tell you, interpret that. There's no high like the Most High. Yeah. Think about how do you get somebody? And I mean, Teen Challenge, you might think, well, okay. So she goes into a rehab. It's not across the street. I mean, it's across the country, for goodness sake. It's not even in West Virginia. It's across the country. How do you get somebody there? You know why she's there? I think she could walk home from West Virginia. She's not walking home from where she is. Yeah. God. God says, that's my servant Sarah. I love that girl. And I want her to have her child back. But the straightest way to get her there is to send her across the country. Think about it. Get everything out of your life that's a high place. If you can't see Jesus, chop it down. If you can't see Jesus because you're looking up, raise it up. Fill it with praise, no matter what it is. And I'm telling you, it will change things. It will change you. And once you realize Jesus can do it all, problem is we get a little cocky. And we begin to think we can do it. People, I know my limitations. Yeah. You know, I used to say, I'm a sheepdog. I'm no longer a sheepdog. He's the shepherd, and I'm just the shepherd's crook, the stick. You know? And when he chooses to use that stick to beat a wolf away, fine. But I know in his hand, the stick can do whatever he wants it to do. It can open Red Seas. It can bring water from rocks. It can open the Jordan River. In his hand, a stick becomes the best weapon ever created. I mean, a stick conquered death. How dare we neglect so great a salvation? Let's bow our heads. Father, let us realize whose we are. And Father, there may be shorter ways to you, but Father, I want to go the quickest way. I want to go the quickest way, because as we say, a day without Jesus is like a day without sunshine. A day without you, Father, becomes unbearable. Father, your son said, he is the way. That means he's already filled in the low places and brought down the high places. And if we just walk on the path that he says, this is the way, walking straight to it, not changing, not turning to the left, not turning to the right. Watching our examples, whether it's Amy Coney Barrett, no, the president, they just don't change, Father. And they're earthly. And you said, you are the Lord God, you change not. You don't bargain, you don't barter. You just say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, thank you for the privilege of serving. Thank you for the privilege of being called your sons and your daughters, princes and princesses. Thank you, Father. And we look forward, Father, as we go down this path. Let us run with haste the race that is set before us, straight to the kingdom. And let us experience that moment by moment here and now. Oh, Father, thank you for the privilege of serving. Thank you for the opportunities you present. And thank you for the future you've promised. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. That's why he says, for I know the plans that I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration. My plans are for your welfare, not for your disaster. To give you a future and a hope, you will call to me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart.